Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And my man right here, Mr. Brian Martin.
Man, how y'all doing up here?
Good.
It's cold.
It's not too cold
now. I'm from Louisiana.
So, believe it or not, you're not going to believe this. Maybe you will. I have two bucket list places, three in America, in my life I want to see.
Really?
Mississippi, Alabama, and Louisiana.
Hey, that's three different ones right there.
And when I tell people that, because people want to go to Ireland, the UK, all over the place. Those are three places I want to go more than any place on planet
Earth. Come on down there, man. I'm going to be honest with you, stop off in Louisiana first, and then you can recover on the way back through Mississippi.
So how is Louisiana?
Louisiana is, depending on where you go, it could be everything you want it to be. Or nothing.
That's a real vague.
Or nothing you want it to be at the same time.
So I want to go there really for the food there.
The food.
So,
man, you can't beat the food, man.
So how is the food there?
Well,
spicy?
We boil. No.
Boil. Okay, so.
Yes, sir.
All right. Do you call them crawfish or crawdads?
Crawfish. It's crawfish.
Crawfish. Okay. Are you a crawfish fan?
Oh, man. I'll eat crawfish all day, every day. I can't ever eat enough to get full, so I'll just keep on eating.
So in West Virginia, we used to catch crawdads, is what we called them. Did you guys do that for fun growing up?
Man, so we used to catch crawdads on the side of the road to go fishing with.
Okay.
So yeah, we used to make a seine out of like EMT, that conduit that you run.
Sure.
So we used to bend conduit and make these little take chicken wire, and we'd make some seines, and we'd throw it out in the middle of the ditch, and we'd catch all kind of buckets.
Kind of like you're crabbing, but for crawfish.
Yeah, just a little bitty old crawfish on the side of the road.
Okay.
Yes,
now, I heard you just a few minutes ago saying you had a rough night last night.
Well, no. I had a great night last night. You know, it was Veterans Day, man. I was hanging out with some of my fellow friends and
what time did you get home last night?
We got home at... right now.
So where are you coming from today?
Today we are coming from we were shooting a movie down in Little Rock.
Now I heard that. I wasn't sure if I was allowed to talk.
I can't talk about much.
But you're in it.
I'm in it.
How did this happen?
Well, that's what everybody asks about. All of it, ain't it?
Yeah.
No, it's my buddy and my label owner is one of the producers, and I got asked to do. So I did a song for Old Henry.
Okay.
And then I got asked to take over this and do the soundtrack and get some people together for it and everything. But man, it's got some great actors and some big actors. Everybody's gonna.
And you're acting in it.
Yeah, I'm trying.
I was gonna say, do you have any acting experience?
I mean, you tell me.
Oh, that's pretty good. You're on the stage tonight, man. Your songs are something else. I really don't think anybody else is around singing like you. It's very old-fashioned kind of sounding.
Man, it takes a lot of a lot of living and a lot of messing up and a lot of figuring it out and a lot of trying to just tell people every day, like, you know, no matter how many times you fall, you ain't done until the last time you get up. So you just gotta keep getting back up, man.
And you can hear it in your songs too. The way you sing it's not just someone else wrote the songs for you. It's life songs.
Man, I've written, you know, all my songs, and like I said, it's one thing. I've written songs for other artists, you know, Cody Jinks, and you know, Cameron Marlowe just cut one. Yeah. I wrote in the green room in Little Rock. Now, like, speaking of Little Rock, but no, it's you know, I've just been blessed to know that since I came, I worked in Oldfield 15 years, so the whole time I was out there, I wrote 3,000 songs, and I was like, man, I only know how to talk with a guitar and a rhyme. I don't know how to do it without walking out of that room and saying it the wrong way. You know sure. How it goes.
Yeah.
So it's like, I've learned how to sit down with a melody and it just goes right over the head, and nobody that you're really talking to around you really notices it until it comes back around
right
on the radio, and they're like, hey, wait a minute, was that about me? You know, but I've just learned also that some people just need to hear that there is a way to kind of get that stuff out. And, you know, I think a lot of people just need to know that it's okay sometimes to, you know, fall down, fail, get back up, realize that there's a beauty in it.
Sure.
Don't ever become a victim.
There you go.
You know, especially if you keep on doing it yourself, you know.
Brian Martin, you're getting ready to take the stage tonight. We're kind of already getting a feeling of what we can expect tonight.
Oh, we're going to expect a good time. I'm waiting on y'all.
Guitars and Stars, just about sold out. Big show tonight. Warren Zyers, Chase Beckett, Chris Lane, Josh Ross. Brian Martin, thanks for joining the show.
Hey, thank you, Bo.
Rocket tonight, it's Guitars and Stars at the Cultural Center. Warren Zyders, Chase Beckham, Brian Martin, Josh Ross, and Chris Lane. I'm putting Chris Lane last simply because he's right in front of me. What's up, dude?
What's up, buddy? How are you?
Good. How you been?
Not bad, man. Chasing my boys around.
Man, I'll tell you what. You've been sound checking for a while. I pretty much got like a whole show out of you.
Yeah, let's hope I sing better during the show than I did.
Now, where are you coming from today?
Flew in from Nashville over to Philly and drove a couple hours here to Scranton.
What time do you leave Nashville to have that hole?
6 a.m.
Whoo, that's a nice
early morning. Yep.
How is Nashville flying out of? Never flew out of Nashville.
Man, it's great. I wish they had more direct flights to other places, and I know they're kind of getting there now as the airport has really expanded over the last year.
So what's your airport like? Routine. There we go. What's your routine in the airport? Do you like get a Starbucks?
Man, it depends. If I'm flying early morning, I'm not taking the risk at getting a Starbucks, if you know what I mean. if you drink coffee, you know, you feel me. But if I'm flying out at like 10 or 11, I usually get one.
Okay.
But when I'm flying out early or generally any time, I like to push my limits. I will show up about 30 minutes before boarding.
I'm a 2 hour beforehand.
Oh my God. One of my guitar players drives us crazy because he's always wanting to get there like 2 hours before. And we're like, dude, don't have to be there.
You have to be there. The gate changed. I get it.
Yeah.
You're not like that though.
I'm not, man. I get there as last minute. I just want to be walking onto the plane right when I get there.
That's making me anxious just hearing that. Now, are you listening to music? You're reading? What are you doing?
On the plane, I'm generally trying to get some sleep.
Okay.
It doesn't always happen, but I've got a 3-year-old and a 2-year-old, so they're just wearing me out on the daily. So the plane is like my quiet space and quiet time.
You're taking advantage of that.
I try to, but I feel like I have a tough time falling asleep.
You're used to the screaming and the yelling. Have you
a lot of chaos.
Put the kids on the planes yet or no?
We have a couple times. They're doing better with it now, but there's been a few times where I wanted to rip my hair out.
I'm sure the parents next to you too, or everybody else,
100%.
Right?
Yeah, stressful situation.
So what's new in the world of Chris Lane? Anything else?
Man, just out on the road, still touring and recording new music's basically the gist of it, and then sprinkling in some golf and, again, taking care of the kids.
How's the golf game? Doesn't sound
good. It's a loaded question. Some days it's good, and some days I'm like, who is this guy?
Right? So some days it's good. What's the lowest you ever shot?
I'm a low 80s golfer, generally.
That's not bad. I mean, in the grand scheme of things, that's not bad.
Yeah. I'm not bad. I can kind of hold my own, but there's definitely some days where I'm a little bit above that, and it's a depressing day.
You're on the show tonight. Warren Zyders, Chase Beckham, Brian Martin, Josh Moss. What can we expect here tonight from you?
Man, I kind of know all those guys, not like super personally, but well enough to know tonight's going to be incredible.
Mr. Josh Ross, who's
What's
here.
Up?
Josh Ross, how you been, man?
Doing good. We just got in about an hour ago. Excited.
Now, it's funny. We get lots of people that send us messages. I need to meet this person. Need to meet. I got a couple that were Josh Ross super fans. They travel all over.
Let's go.
And they were like begging me to like, I need to meet Josh Ross. Has this been happening a lot to you now?
We've just played a lot of shows this year on the road, and I think it's been really special to get to meet people, and just very thankful for people. So.
But has it been like a shock to you?
Yes, because I like it's weird thinking people want to meet me.
Where do you come from originally?
I'm from west of Toronto, Canada. I'm the Canadian on the board tonight.
So coming from Canada. Is it a small area? I don't know Canada.
I mean, Toronto's a really large city, but I grew up there and then moved to Nashville 6 years ago. So it's definitely been a change In regards to scenery and loving the South and stuff like that. But yes, so, the North is home. It feels at home. It's cool here today.
Toronto,
so.
Huh?
Yes.
So are you a... I'm not a hockey guy.
Say Maple Leafs.
The Maple Leafs, yes, right. Yes.
I would have to say I'm a Maple Leafs fan, slowly being converted to a Predators
fan. I was going
to
say, are you getting getting the lean on, and they lean on you heavy for the...
yes.
Now, sorry, I don't want to sound rude because I'm just assuming you're a hockey fan.
Yeah, I mean, you have no choice. Like, when you grow up, it's like
so it's true, though.
You play hockey and, you know, I played football too and race motocross all kind of before the music stuff started, but yeah.
You mentioned football.
Yeah.
Are you guys big Canadian Football League fans or do you watch the NFL?
I watch the NFL.
Okay,
yeah,
so who's your team?
More or less. The Bills.
Is that like everybody in Canada is more or less?
Well, just where like where I was, that was the closest to go watch a game. So I'd be an hour and a half from the Bills Stadium.
Are you part of the Bills Mafia?
I wouldn't say I'm like that crazy.
Would you jump off a table?
I have jumped off an RV onto the table. Yes,
yeah. You have.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
Recently?
No, this would be back when I was probably about 18, 19. So
any injuries?
No. some beverages that help get through it. I think.
There you go. What kind of beverages are if you have a cooler of beer? I ask the hard questions here.
Yeah.
Cooler beers in front of you. What beer are you hoping's inside?
Trade the beer for a whiskey and Diet Coke.
Oh, look at that. All right. Yeah. What kind of whiskey?
Honestly, I'm so basic. Jack Daniels.
Jack Daniels. Yeah. That's not wrong with that, though, right?
It's simple. You know what you're going to get no matter where you go.
Thoughts on Southern Comfort?
Oh, just, I'm very.
Disgusting.
I mean, it's.
That's the right answer. Disgusting.
Yeah, it's not my favorite.
My grandfather.
Crown Royal's good, too.
Crown Royal. Now that you're
That's Canadian whiskey.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like I should know that, but are you drinking Crown Royal plain? Are you doing the apple?
Plain, and then usually ginger ale or Diet Coke.
Nice, nice. Do you do any of the flavor Crown Royal or just?
I've done the apple. I love Honey Jack too. Honey Jack's good.
Honey Jack,
that's like a hangover for sure. So
a little bit. Are you expecting a hangover today?
We're probably gonna have a little fun tonight. If
now,
I guess.
Will the audience have a hangover?
I hope so.
Mr. Warren Ziders.
How we doing?
Good. How are you doing?
Not too shabby, man.
Man, I'll tell you what. There's a lot of buzz for you. Coming back home, essentially.
Yeah, essentially coming back home and just getting off the road with Jelly Roll. Was on the road for 60 days, so we're doing the thing.
Now it makes sense why I haven't heard the song. You know, you could probably just hear it in your sleep at this point.
Yes, I do.
So how close were you to this area growing up?
Hershey, Pennsylvania.
Two-ish hours?
Yeah.
Did you ever come down this way and hang out?
I'm sure I've been up
this way.
How old
are you?
I'm 25.
25. All right. Yeah. So I'm sure somewhere in those years you...
I would have to say yes. Most likely, yes.
So Hershey Park or Knoebels?
I mean, it's Knoebels growing up. That's where I went when I was little.
Right.
Because my dad's from up to that part of the neck of the woods.
Yep.
And then eventually when we moved to Hershey in fourth grade, when I was in fourth grade, I mean, Hershey Park was in our backyard. So, I mean, it's kind of hard to beat.
So, like, you were
I was the Hershey boy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hershey Park was down over the hill. Yeah.
Oh, that's good. So, I'm sure, did anybody ever ask you about Knoebels growing up? Have you gotten that question yet?
Maybe once before. Maybe.
So, growing up, what was your favorite ride at Knoebels? You didn't think this was going to be a Knoebels talk here.
I can't even tell you. I was probably so small.
You haven't been back since?
No, it's been a long, long time.
You're going to have to make a special trip.
You'd have to jog my memory if you threw out the names.
The Haunted Mansion. There's that weird mine car ride where like...
I'm sure I rode it.
The Phoenix.
Okay.
Everybody's probably yelling about the Phoenix. So
that just shows you how young I was.
Right?
Hershey Park, you throw out the names, I'll know them.
I've only been to Hershey Park once, so I don't know any of... the rides.
You got Storm Runner. You got the Great Bear.
You must have really went.
I did. I mean, we had season passes. It was like the thing to do.
So were you also a hockey fan growing up?
I was a hockey fan.
Were you a Hershey Bears fan?
Of course I was.
Of course. So are you still a hockey fan?
I am.
Are you now a Predators fan?
You know, I actually grew up a Capitals fan.
Capitals fan.
Most people think Pennsylvania, you're either Pittsburgh or Philly. But Hershey Bears are the farm team for the Washington Capitals.
Ah, so you really went.
I did. And then
when you say you're a Hershey boy, you are not joking. My God.
No, yeah. Hershey boy at heart. And growing up, obviously, I spent a lot of time at the Giant Center watching the Hershey Bears growing up. So that was a cool full circle moment for me on tour with Jelly Roll when we went to go play at the Washington Capitals.
I bet you.
Arena.
Was that the first time that happened?
Yeah.
So that must have been like one of those surreal, like out of body moments. Like you're on the stage. That's cool. That's a cool story. You're going to be able to get out and visit family today, tomorrow? Or is it right back somewhere else?
We leave tonight for, I think I'm headed to New York.
Yeah, I believe that's right.
But for me, luckily enough, I was just up here in Pennsylvania, saw my grandparents, went to the Penn State Ohio State game.
Oh, so you're really making the most out of this trip.
Yep. Yeah. So that was a great game. Unfortunate loss. I think the refs threw it for us.
Man, you're really winning everybody over tonight, man.
I was down on the field watching the game, so I was unhappy with some of the missed calls there were.
So what are we expecting tonight?
What are we expecting tonight? Well, by the sounds of it, it sounds like we're going to have a packed house and a rowdy crowd.
Just about sold out here.
Yeah, so I want the energy to be here. That's how I love playing my shows.
And I'm going to ask you, I've already asked this question a few times. There's a cooler in front of you.
Okay.
You open it up. Magical cooler.
Okay.
Beer? What beer do you want in there?
Well, I'll tell you this right now. I haven't had a beer in almost 2 years.
Really?
Yeah.
Stone cold sober?
No, I drink. I'm not going to lead you astray.
Okay.
I stick to tequila mainly.
There we go. That's what I like. Yeah. If tequila. I had the magic cooler, I'm going with tequila.
I like whiskey, but tequila is very...
Do you drink it straight?
I do kind of a splash of club soda.
Okay.
And then, depending on the night, maybe some Red Bull thrown in there.
I do a tequila splash of water.
Okay.
That's a great
way to do it, because you can have them and have a good time, and honestly, you're hydrating, so you're not going to be... But it's such a clean, clear liquor. If you're going to put poison in your body,
it may as well
be the cleanest kind of poison.
And can we get a cover of Straight Tequila Night?
I don't really know if that's my vibe.
You know. But so we're going to have a good time tonight.
We shall have a good time tonight.